Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 16. Visible translated text is as follows. The second time and I wasn't there. And he come again and think it was Thursday or Friday, and I wouldn't make him no affidavit. And then he says, I will come to see you Sunday afternoon. Will you be here? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, I will be here at 2 or 3 o'clock. And I said, all right. And so he come out there that evening. There was nobody with him that Sunday, and gave him the affidavit, and he told me. He says, there isn't one out of 100 that will believe what you testified to on the stand. And I says, I can't help that. It was the truth. And he said, that is a damn lie. You know it ain't the truth? Why don't you tell me the truth now? Your wife has told me that you told her it wasn't the truth. And I told him I didn't tell her that. He wanted me to make another affidavit, and he said, didn't Grevin offer you a whole lot of money or give you some money to make the affidavit? And I said, no, he didn't promise me nothing. I made it of my own free will. And Mr. Burke keeps after me until I would say I would make him one. And so I said, all right. And I said, I don't know nothing about it. I wasn't there on that day. I was there at 12 o'clock and leaves there at 12:30. And I says, I was not at home when Mr. Frank come in, whether he was there or not. I don't know, for I wasn't there. And Mr. Burke wrote all of that down. And I told him all of this affidavit was a lie and that it was made up. And when I told him that it was made up by me, he wrote it down as Mr. Grevin prepared it for me. And I swore to it. But I didn't tell him Mr. Grevin prepared it for me. And he says, he asked me a whole lot of questions. He said if I hadn't changed my affidavit and told the truth, the Jews were fixing to do something to me. He never did say what they would do. Only he said they would kill me if I hadn't changed my statement and told the truth. And I told him that I told the truth the first time, and he says I gained more friends by changing my statement. I never did make but one statement to Mr. Burke, but I have signed 3 or 4 for him. I signed one yesterday for him. I was at the Terminal restaurant, and Mr. Burke comes in the cook room where I was at and said, hello, Albert. And he said, come on, there are 2 fellows out here wants to see you. But I didn't know who they were. And I goes on with him and goes to the colored waiting room, and Mr. Burke stops in the hall where the white folks go to the trains. And he talked with